The former New South Wales Labor power broker Eddie Obeid has denied the corruption allegations made against him at the Independent Commission Against Corruption. The commission has heard that Eddie Obeid's family stood to make millions of dollars from mining licences granted by the former minister Ian MacDonald. In response, New South Wales Labor expelled both Mr. Obeid and Mr. MacDonald from the party. In an exclusive interview, Eddie Obeid has told Bridget Glanville he's furious the party has expelled him before any charges have been laid.
I refute these allegations, and I've consistently said that I and my family have nothing to answer and we will be vindicated. Yet John Robertson, for a few political points, is jumping ahead of the process of a party for over 100 years has stood to defend the individual rights. He has gone about trying to get a few political points at my expense, and I refute that. I will fight that, because for 40 years I've supported a party that stood up for the rights of individuals. The least any individual, whether a member of the Labor Party or a member of the public, should wait until the final process is resolved. And if I or anyone else in a court of law is convicted, then fine, go ahead. But at the moment, he is just covering up for his ineptitude.
What are you said you're going to fight this expulsion. How will you fight it?
Well, basically, he's given me no natural process. And as far as I'm concerned, this is just further behaviour by John, who is a weak leader and wants to cover himself up by trying to pinpoint allegations. I mean, they are purely allegations and they have not been tested in a court of law.
But as, I suppose, the leader of the Labor Party, given the allegations and the seriousness of those allegations and the fact that you have been before ICAC, did John Robertson really have no choice?
No, I don't agree with that. I think John Robertson and everyone else should wait until charges have been laid and they have been proven in a court of law. At the moment, they're all allegations. It's unheard of that an assistant counsel makes all these allegations, and after 100 witnesses, as far as we're concerned, and the transcripts will read, that there's no smoking gun as far as myself and my family.
You sound obviously quite upset by your expulsion from the Labor Party, and there might be some people that think you wouldn't be that upset about it.
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but any colleague in 20 years of representing the Labor Party will attest to my work and hard work that I've given the Labor Party over 40 years, and I'm not going to depend upon John Robertson, who's a temporary leader, to come in and advocate expelling someone when he hasn't been charged with anything.
What do you think the ICAC will find?
Look, based upon their findings, anything. It could be anything.
What did you think about the hearings, though? What do you think that the ICAC will find?
I mean, every QC, every lawyer that attended that have their view, and I know they think it's nothing but a political witch hunt. That'll be determined in a court of law.
Are you concerned that you could go to jail?
Ah, rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I don't know what transcripts you've been reading, but, you know, have a look at the transcript and look, see it for yourself and get your lawyers to look at it.
What happens if the findings go against you? Would you apologise to the Labor Party?
I'm quite convinced, and I've said that day one, we will be vindicated. A court of law with proper evidence will see it for what it is. Nothing but a political witch hunt, and John Robertson's riding on that coattail.
The former ALP power broker in New South Wales, Eddie Obeid, speaking to Bridget Glanville.